Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, June 26th. We will start, as always, with our news and notes. Just a few to get through. Marcelo Meyer hits the 10-day IL with bone stress reaction in his left forearm. Phil Maton, the Cubs bullpen, continues to have struggles. 15-day IL with right knee tendonitis. This is appears to be more of a rest period as opposed to a brand new injury. So he's expected to miss a decent amount of time. Tony Santion was placed on the 15-day IL with what's described as a pretty significant left oblique strain. Terry Francona expects him to miss a decent amount of time. Robert Suarez also hits the 15-day IL. Few rehab starts and recovery updates. Kyle Tucker, who was out for a few days with back spasms, is back in the lineup for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Blake Snell had a 15-pitch fastball-only bullpen session, so he is on his track to recovery. Jameson Taillon could make one start before the All-Star break, said Craig Counsell. Jake Cronenworth and Evan Carter have been put on rehab assignments, so expect them back reasonably soon. Few transactions to talk about here. Connor Griffin has been activated. More on him in a bit. Simeon Woods Richardson has been DFA'd. David Peterson has been activated for the Cubs. He will start today. And Carlos Santana has been released. Then a few call-ups and activations here. Graham Pauly, Hurston Waldrop, Christian Scott, Romy Gonzalez, and Sean Keyes have all been recalled and activated. They will be playing today. So we now move on to our notable performances on the hitters today, and my top hitter is not one player, it is not two players, it is an entire lineup, because oh my goodness, the White Sox went absolutely ballistic. 22 hits, 7 walks, 5 home runs, the White Sox launched against Royals pitching yesterday. My goodness, this was an absolute bombastic bombardment from the White Sox up and down the lineup. The 9-hole hitters, the 5-hole, the 2-hole, everyone just went off against a litany of Royals pitching. And I mean, this one was just from the third inning. They had a 10-run third inning and they still scored 13 runs in the other innings. This was ridiculous. I couldn't pick just one. Take your pick. Miguel Vargas had a home run. He continues to have a great year. Jacob Gonzalez had a home run. That's nice to see for a young guy. Just Sam Antonacci had a good day. It just every single person in that lineup went ballistic. And remember, they still don't have Murakami back yet. So a crazy day from the White Sox lineup for sure. Willy Adames, moving on here. Willy Adames went 2-for-3. Matt Olson went 2-for-4 with a double. Mauricio Dubon, 2-for-4 and a stolen base, continuing to just have a nice bounce back year. Ty France went 1-for-2 with a home run walk and was able to get hit by a pitch as well to have a 3-time on base day. Fernando Tatis Jr. went 2-for-5 with a double. Mookie Betts went 1-for-3 with his second home run in as many days and a walk to boot. Freddie Freeman 2-for-3 with a double and a walk. Estuary Ruiz had a really nice day at the plate. 2-for-3 with a walk and you let him get on base. He gets 2 stolen bases on the day. Byron Buxton goes 3-for-5 with a double. Royce Lewis goes 3-for-5 with a double and a walk-off single to boot. Jake McCarthy goes 3-for-5 with a double and a home run. Hunter Goodman, 1-for-4, but I had to mention, 116 mile an hour, 451-foot moonshot of a home run. TJ Rumfeld went 2-for-3, the double and 2 walks. Seiya Suzuki went 1-for-2 with a walk and a home run off Jacob Mizorowski. More on that start later. William Contreras went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. David Hamilton, 2-for-4 with a triple and a stolen base. Caleb Durbin, how about this guy lately? 2-for-4 with a double. He is hitting .333, .364, .625 in the month of June. The on-base percentage suggests this may be a lot more of a fluke, I think, in my eyes. But still, nice to see a player the Red Sox invested a lot in actually turn out to be pretty decent this month. Too little too late, but hey. Wilson Contreras went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk for the Red Sox as well. Bryce Harper went 3-for-4, continuing just an excellent year. Junior Caminero 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Yandy Diaz hits 2-for-3 with a double and a walk. Cedric Mullins, 1-for-4, a home run. I've kind of ignored Mullins on these shows, but he's quietly been really good this month, or like, you know, pretty good this month, considering how atrocious he was at the start. So deeper leagues, keep that in mind. Geraldo Perdomo went 2-for-4 with a home run. Corbin Carroll went 2-for-4 and a triple. That's his 10th triple of the year already. And I just want to say he is two away from tying Mike Trout for the active players leaderboard in triples. Corbin Carroll may be the best hitter of triples we've seen in generations. This is looking like his third consecutive year leading all of MLB in triples, which is just absurd to think about. He very well might get to 100, which I didn't think would ever happen again. Kazuma Okamoto goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Wyatt Langford continuing an excellent June, 3-for-5 with the stolen base. Justin Foscue, name I haven't said too much, but 2-for-4 with the home run. Nice year he's having. Taylor Ward goes 3-for-5. Kobe Mayo goes 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles in one of his better games of the year. Connor Griffin, I teased him a bit earlier, 2-for-4 with a home run, and his return to the top lineup and at the top of the order has a home run in the first inning, makes his presence known. Esmerlin Valdez goes 2-for-4 with a home run. And finally, wrapping things up, Kevin McGonigal continues his Rookie of the Year campaign with a 1-for-2, 2-walk, 2-stolen base day. So on base percentage leagues, especially, going to love that performance. Be sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on all these hitters and more. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll come back with the notable pitching performances and more in just a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We move on to talk about our notable starting performances from yesterday's games. And the pitcher of the day, you know him. He's got nasty stuff. The Midwest man himself, Joey Cantillo. Joey Cantillo had a great start. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 9 Ks, 2 walks, and 90 pitches, 18 whiffs, 38 CSW percent. He is quietly becoming one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. A-plus stuff, B-minus PLV grade. He was displaying a harder, tighter curveball this start around, over 80 miles an hour. And Cantillo is one of the weirdest pitchers in baseball. Throws primarily a curveball, and it's really effective. And he has a subpar fastball, but he was able to locate it pretty well, able to get some strikes, put him in good counts, and the curveball no one seems to be able to touch. This is a great start from Cantillo against a formidable, or you know, formidable is maybe a bit of a stretch, but a fairly decent Seattle lineup. This was a great start from Cantillo. 38 CSW percent, a ton of whiffs on the pitches. He was just getting them left and right. This is an excellent start from what seems to be, dare I say, burgeoning ace in Cleveland. It's getting that way. All right, now for what you came here for. Jacob Mizorowski, crazy start. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 4 walks, 8 Ks, 107 pitches, 19 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. The fastball touched 105.5 miles an hour. And PCA was able to foul it off. But this was, you know, even for Mizorowski, this was a ridiculous start. A little erratic, more erratic than you'd like. You can tell by the pitch count, the walks. You know, this is something that can come back to bite you. But if your fastball is that ridiculous, it sort of doesn't matter. There is a lot to say about Mizorowski that isn't great in this format. So I'll say this now. Usually I say at the end of this segment, listen to the Plus Pitch podcast, especially if you want to hear more about this Jacob Mizorowski start, or, you know, one of the articles that's surely going to be written about it here on Pitcherless, but this is an absurd start. Mizorowski is the most electric arm we have seen since Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan, since Steve Delkowski, for you baseball nerds out there who know who that is. Just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Max Meyer went 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 5 Ks, 2 walks on 89 pitches, just 8 whiffs and 27 CSW percent, but this is a really nice start. A-plus stuff for Meyer on our pitch modeling scale, B-plus PLV grade based on some decent but not great locations. Max Meyer has been one of the better pitchers in baseball this year, and I think everyone should be targeting him in your trades. He has slightly flown under the radar, I think, but been one of the better pitchers in the National League. Taj Bradley went 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 7 Ks, 3 walks on 99 pitches, 14 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. It's against the Rockies on the road, so, you know, take the metrics with a grain of salt, but still, nice outing overall. four-seam not getting the whiff still. It's so weird. It's got like 20 inches of IVB and it's throwing 97 miles an hour. Doesn't have any whiffs. Weird. But everything else is making up for it. Roki Sasaki, four innings, three earned runs, three hits, two Ks, five walks on 81 pitches. Bad Roki's back. Seven whiffs, 22 CSW percent. This one, the stuff was still pretty good, but you know, it was looking like Roki was really finding his stride. It's kind of tailing off a bit. Was a little erratic here. Definitely not the start you were looking for Roki. Speaking of, Paul Skeens, five innings, four earned runs, six hits, seven Ks, two walks on 96 pitches, 13 whiffs and 29 CSW percent. Skeens is really frustrating this year because he's definitely not bad. And every single ERA metric is inflated by that ridiculous start in Queens in March. But even so, this is the kind of start that you just don't expect from Skeens. He's had some starts like this where he's got knocked around a little bit, but it's just more present this year. Definitely disappointing here. Nathan Eovaldi went seven innings, no earned runs, five hits, nine Ks, one walk on 92 pitches, 14 whiffs, 24 CSW percent, B minus POV grade. The old man still got it. Peyton Tolley went seven innings, no earned runs, one hit, seven Ks, two walks, 88 pitches against the New York Yankees. Talk about doing well against your rivals. 11 whiffs, 28 CSW percent. Good start from Peyton Tolley. C plus POV grade. I think, you know, he's shown that he can flash the stuff. Also shown that when he doesn't have to be overpowering, he's able to use the pitch ability to get it to work. And he's shown, you know, maybe in this start that he got a bit lucky. Still, really nice outing from Peyton Tolley. And finally, Zach Wheeler, you knew he wasn't going to slip up against his old team. Seven innings, one earned run, four hits, five Ks, one walk on 98 pitches against the New York Mets. 14 whiffs, 24 CSW percent. It's a great start from Zach Wheeler. And I'll tell you what, he's gotten fortunate by most pitch model or by most pitch modeling and also most projections and ERA evaluators and whatnot. Still, great to see Zach Wheeler perform and doing well. So that's going to be my recap of the notable starts from this Friday. Be sure to give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen, like I said to earlier, and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. We now move on to the reliever report, where I tell you who got the saves and who blew it. Caleb Ferguson picks up his first save of the year for the Cincinnati Reds. Be sure to pay attention to this role, as the Reds have a continually suffering bullpen with Santian, with Pagan, and of course with Graham Ashcraft all on the IL. Ryan Helsley picks up his eighth save of the year for the Baltimore Orioles. Jacob Latz picks up his 16th for the Texas Rangers. Anthony Munoz his 15th for the Seattle Mariners. Joan Duran his 20th for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Rossell Iglesias picks up his 16th for the Atlanta Braves. Now, who blew it yesterday? George Soriano blew it. One inning, two hits, two earned runs, two walks. Soriano allowed the Marlins to get back into this game. They would not relinquish it. Unfortunate outing for who's been a pretty decent arm so far this year for the Cardinals. Twins bullpen absolutely blew it. Two innings pitched, six earned runs, eight hits, 1K, one walk. They used a handful of pitchers, Cody Funderburk, Prince, Orze pitch, a bunch of guys. Didn't seem to work at all. Atrocious from a continually atrocious Twins bullpen. But who also blew it in the other way was Antonio Senzatella, who's been really good. But Senzatella, one inning, three hits, one earned run, 1K, has a blown save. Twins are able to tie it up. They will eventually walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. Crazy game in Minneapolis yesterday. Tim Herron blew it yesterday. One inning, one hit, one earned run, two walks, saddled with the loss. And Mason Montgomery, continuing to have the Pirates have bullpen struggles. Two-thirds of a frame toss, two hits, two earned runs, and two strikeouts, but still was able to let the Reds take the win on that one. We now look forward to the slate of games here for today. It's a full slate of games, of course. Cubs at the Brewers is going to be a game I want to highlight. It's David Peterson versus Kyle Harrison, the new Mets, the new Cubs acquisition from the Mets, makes his debut in the blue, white, and red. The Dodgers at the Padres, Yamamoto versus Vasquez. Randy Vasquez should be a good start here. The Mariners at the Guardians, it is Logan Gilbert versus Slade Cessioni. But my game of the day is going to be the Reds at the Pirates, because it is a battle of the high heaters. It is Chase Burns versus Jared Jones. There's going to be a lot of pitches over 100 miles an hour. Maybe not so many as we saw from Mizorowski yesterday or any start from him, but still some of the hardest heat in the Midwest between these two. Really interested, especially to see how Jared Jones fares on the Reds carpet. But that is going to be my game of the day, and that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus and PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PL the apps to support the Pitcher List staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson McCard. You can find me on the Chalice Podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson McCard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.